We'll give them some
insight into
Are
what
you
they're
okay,
going to be
Ray?
seeing.
Okay.
But since we can't do that, it's a definitive colonoscopy, and we'll see if it becomes more.
Okay. Well, that should be fun.
Yeah. I mean, the dude who's doing it is in agreement with the other people that I've talked to so far, and they're probably going to cauterize.
I really thought you said the doo-doo doing it.
I mean, that would be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
Dr.
Doo-doo. Okay. So they think it's just like an open wound. It's not growth or anything weird.
No.
Okay. Well,
almost positive it's some sort of ulcer question.
That's possible outcomes, that's probably the best.
Yeah. Questions at this point, you know, where?
Just put that hot stick up there and fight it.
Right? Because that's what everybody's excited for.
Saturday night.
I want a doctor to slowly cook part of my body from the inside.
I want to smell it forever.
I mean, that's technically what the wife had done with her heart way back when. It cauterized because she was shooting extra electrical impulses and making it out of rhythm.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all fun and games.
Until someone loses part of their intestines?
I mean, until someone cooks part of their intestines.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still going to have it. It's just going to be crispier.
Isn't that just sausage without the filling?
Pretty much.
So, did anybody watch the Pop-Tart movie?
I did. Specifically for you.
Good. I know probably 90% of it you hated just because it had Jerry Seinfeld in it.
He was honestly not super annoying.
I thought it was great. And I loved the jokes. They weren't bust out laughing. There were some that were laugh out loud. They were stupid, silly, Seinfeld-y kind of jokes. And it was just hilarious to open up my phone and see my Google browser alerts say, and with all the people who were just dying to be the first to say it sucked. I'm like, did you even watch it? Were you expecting Oscar worthy story here? What are you looking for?
So I felt like, was it a great movie? No, it was not a great
movie. I didn't think it was a great movie. Did I think it was a good time? Yeah.
It was a good time. If you are a fan of Drunk History,
very much, yes.
You are going to enjoy this movie.
Yeah, there you go. That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah. I mean, because...
A tame version of Drunk History.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of swearing, which is, you know, trademark. You know, Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan, which is funny how they were like one and two at Kellogg's. So.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy was hilarious.
Yes.
Hugh Grant was over the top. Hugh Grant. I loved it.
I gotta tell you, Hugh Grant, goddamn, he deserves some sort of award for that role.
Yes.
That was absolutely stunning.
I love the part about how she then moved to Florida to build a monument to feminism, Mar-a-Lago. And then her little subtitle, this part is true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I truly enjoyed the weird implied backroom affair between Gaffigan and Amy Schumer.
Yes, the post Kellogg's, we can't, it would be unholy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was absolutely hysterical.
Yes. And the guy who played Amy Schumer's assistant from New Girl, the only place I knew him from.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
The spies with the cameras.
Oh my God. Me. So funny.
That was hilarious. It's dumb, hilarious,
yeah.
Fun. And I've read some stories about, like, while it was being filmed, I guess one of the ADs, assistant directors, was getting words of a dozen comedians and comedic actors. He was getting pissed, started yelling and screaming, and it was like, people, take this seriously, get to your, make your marks, these are the laws.
Are you cutting off anybody else?
Okay, so it's not just me.
Okay. I thought it was me.
Hey, come on. No.
He's just gonna keep going. All right.
Yeah,
this is important. Or was John Kennedy?
Sounds like Stephen Hawking having a stroke.
Is my mic going now?
Yeah, it's going to shit. Like, I thought it was just me, but then I saw your thing's not even lighting up for half of it, and it sounds like weird voice modulated the other half. Maybe drop a trial.
Is it fine now?
Better.
Okay. I'm not doing anything different.
Okay. Sometimes it's literally like you turn your head a certain way and the mic will pick up weird stuff. I don't know.
Probably.
What did you do?
Me?
Yeah. It went back out again.
I looked down.
Well, maybe that's your role.
It's hard to work the iPad if I can't look down. Okay. I won't do that.
Maybe hold it straight up from your face and then...
Well, that was the dumbest thing that's ever happened.
What's that? Lose internet again?
As I was joking about your internet being kind of choppy, my Wi-Fi card in my laptop just shut off.
That's a strange thing to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen to everybody, right?
No.
That is a Kreider-only kind of thing?
If my
laptop takes a shit, I would not be able to identify that it was this item that crashed. So maybe that's the thing, but I don't know.
My laptop is 7+ years old, and I have used the fuck out of it. It is well worn.
Well, that's good.
I am saving money to get a new laptop.
I am too, but I have news on that front, which I will share offline.
Okay.
Because it is not public knowledge and not to be public knowledge, apparently.
Here's Jesus holding goods.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Sounds like somebody made a trip just outside of Ashland and got down on their knees.
Huh?
Isn't that weird? They have iPads at church.
No. I was thinking more about former boss, current boss, owner, somebody of the company. Don't they live just outside of Ashland?
Oh. President, yeah, he lives just north of town.
Yeah.
Nope, not necessary.
Oh, okay. Good. I mean, you know, unless that was something that you were actively hoping for.
Yeah, it gets slow around the weekend. Who knows?
Maybe get a memory upgrade.
Yeah.
Say it's good for the skin.
The memory upgrade?
Yes. Memory upgrade.
Okay.
Well, the thing I shared last night went kaplooey. Apparently, deadlines and not safe for publication elements make it fall outside the necessary timeline to complete.
Oh.
What was questionable about that?
Glowing eyes on a skeleton, apparently, is just one thing.
Okay.
And the brush I used the normal brush I use on all my strips, which the complaint was it made it look pixelated, so I'd have to re-ink it. And I'm like, you know, I did that in like an hour at my desk. Like, that's not a concern. Yes, it would take me a little longer to use like a smooth, like, graphing, you know, or studio pen type brush.
Yeah.
Just because I feel those show so many imperfections that I have to take my time. And I'm currently doing it, and I have one apple to ink left. So, but they said, Don't throw it away, but we're going to have to use this other idea.
Interesting.
So I filed it into the never to be seen folder and moved on. That's what I get for being excited. I'm not really a cutesy kind of artist. I don't usually draw stuff that's like children's cute. Yeah, and I thought that turned out really good.
I like it.
Yeah, I was surprised glowing eyes wasn't allowed, but
well, the one idea I had, which was only pencil on paper, was a skeleton holding a skeleton's head, but he had a pumpkin instead of a skeleton head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do, like, do I know you? You know, kind of thing. And they're like, oh, this implies beheading. And I'm like, it's a talking skeleton. Can't we just suspend the rest of the belief here?
Right.
Just take one more step.
It does seem just a really odd.
Yeah. I don't want to say heartbreaking, but it's disappointing. I had my hopes up.
Sure.
And because I drew it at work for work, it isn't even something I can like throw up on DeviantArt or something.
Right.
Because They paid me to do that, technically.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could have spent the day fixing somebody else's problems, so still better
than yeah.
True. You could be me.
And who wants that?
That's kind of your really? Whole job.
I mean, I was, you know what? I'll talk about that off air.
That's fair.
I don't think anyone from work listens actively, but I don't want to be wrong, sir.
Yeah, because knowing your luck, you'd be the dumbest one, and then where are you at?
Yeah, so whatever.
Can't have nice things.
No, no, you cannot. But hey, I was excited. My boss's boss reached out to me and said, hey, you know stuff and things about websites. And I said, yes, I do know stuff and things about websites. He said, hey, we're going to be completely redoing our business corporate website. I was like, okay. We have like a marketing company that we're contracted with. Well, apparently, we are not going to be using them anymore. So it's a new third party that we're working with. And they offer cool stuff and things that the previous company didn't. Well, some of these cool stuff and things require actual IT people. And while I can't make any of the decisions, I at least speak both languages, so I am the point person for IT to explain the differences and translate what these developers are asking for into language that IT people understand.
So you take the information from the customers and give it to the engineers.
Correct.
I do. Just don't like talking to the people.
Correct. I'm glad somebody got it. Because as soon as this started being talked about, that is totally where my brain went.
Yeah. We had something else at work that happened that, like, that's the joke we were making the whole time. It was like, what do you do all day? Well, we fix other people's problems, which is hard to quantify, and then
right,
we do this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of satisfying, like, to step through.
To know that your job is basically living a meme?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this part of my job anyways, yeah. And you know what? I'm okay with that, because as someone in IT who is not the stereotypical IT person who can't speak to humans, I recognize that guy's value.
Which guy are we talking about?
Lumberg. Or not Lumberg. Fuck, what's his name? Shit, why can't I remember that character's name now?
I don't think I would have remembered it much back then.
I will know in just a second.
He wasn't the jump to conclusions guy, was he?
Yes, it was jump to conclusions guy.
Oh, okay. There was like four or five side characters in there that were all funny, and I...
Smikowski.
Check of all them. Okay.
What? Tom Smikowski.
What show is this?
Office Space.
Office Space.
Okay, I didn't... Oh, that's the guy that got in a car accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah.
And then came up with a jump to conclusions skipping yep. game. Okay. I remember him in a wheelchair or whatever at the party explaining it.
Yes, after he got fired for having a bullshit job. according to the corporate consultants.
The Bobs.
Yes. You know, it's funny.
Like, that was one of those very like late 90s movies that just had a bunch of people that were like bit actors that did a bunch of stuff later on.
Yeah. Just about to break into their own shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because one of those Bobs became the Dr. Cox on Scrubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Among other things, but yes.
Most notably, I'll say. Or to some people.
To some people.
Started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine the other day.
Yeah?
It's good when I watch it. I just can't ever watch it all the way through. Like,
I
can watch like 2-3 episodes at a time.
It's pretty easy because they're, you know, it's a half hour show, so it equates to like 23 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Program, and you can skip two of it with the title sequence, and there's only minimal things that carry through, like lasting storylines. So it's something that can play, and I can actually get up from the room and go to the bathroom, come back, and not miss anything.
Right.
So it's almost the perfect show to watch if you really don't have time to watch anything. Because what I do catch up, it is pretty funny.
I enjoyed it. Athena and I watched it. I forget why we were watching it, but we started watching it for some reason. It was fun enough when it was great that it made up for some of the lackluster moments that it had.
It's also one of those things where I like all the characters enough that, like, even the off episode, there's still going to be some good lines.
Yeah.
I don't think I watched anything like, I don't know if I've ever watched, well, no, probably not. It's on Apple TV. The Big Door Prize came out with another season. And it was, It's just a weird thing. It's like, I like, you know, one of those, I like the characters. I don't know. It's based on a book. So maybe there was a lot more planned with it. I don't know how long the book goes, if it covers season one or if it covers a whole big arc or whatever. But like, basically a machine shows up and tells them what their potential is on a little card, and everybody has to figure it out because it's all one word or two word or whatever. And so the whole town gets it, and then they all run around trying to figure out what it is. And
interesting.
People have terrible misinterpretations of things, and like, they all quit their jobs and try and do other stuff. Some of them, you know, quit their jobs and try and do other things. And then there's a bunch of other weird stuff happening behind the scenes with it. So they're getting into it in season two, but
okay.
It's just,
is it all an experiment to see how people react to bullshit?
I don't know. I don't think so, because like in the second season, they're like, "Oh, it's time for the next level," and like, I don't know. They start getting blue dots. There's a bunch of stuff going on that like you'd have to watch it to care about, but
yeah.
Worth the effort.
Interesting.
As long as they don't screw up the second season. So they're halfway in, still fine. I think they might have a better plan, so I don't feel like, it doesn't feel like Lost. It doesn't feel like they're just treading water until they come up with a, tell us when our final season is, and then we'll put a plan in place. So it's still moving in a direction it needs to, so hopefully.
Okay.
But yeah, that was even watching the Wrexham documentary because I didn't see they came out with a new season until today. So doing that as well.
Watching the X-Men 97 on
how long
Disney Plus.
How many more episodes are going to come out.
I think there's 12 episodes in this season, and it's they just aired 9 last night.
Okay.
The 9th one, sorry.
Because I have this problem where if I start a series and there's not all the episodes yet, I just won't go back and finish the last 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So I'll give it another week.
It looks really great. The animation and the design of the characters. It's really cool. Very nostalgic at times. Like they're all wearing their like, you know, modern outfits, like Storm's outfit is white and very like I think it's like full body suit. It's white and it's just shiny and super hairy, you know. Mm-hmm. And then near the, you know, 9th episode, the main plot of the season has been revealed. And they're basically throwing down with the bad guy. And everybody dons their, like, classic uniform. So, like, Jean Grey's and the Marvel girl kind of, you know, green miniskirt and yellow cat eye kind of mask. And Storm is in the classic black and gold kind of swimsuit looking thing with a big headdress and everything.
Okay, but yeah, so it's
kind of, I don't know, they did a good job with the animation. That it isn't just your classic farmed it out to Korea, you know. We did pencil sketches and then, you know, storyboards on post-its, and this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Not to knock those Korean studios who do a great job, because, I mean, that's where Avatar The Last Airbender came out of there. But sometimes they don't get a lot to work with.
No.
And it was obvious that this was a... I saw something about it that when they thought about bringing it back, the 90s X-Men Saturday morning cartoon series, the person who was going to basically direct it and be in charge of it, it's like, only if we can get that original theme song, the rights to that again. And apparently that was a high dollar purchase, and he wanted all the same voice actors, which was not cheap. Some of them have moved on to things.
It's also been long enough. You got to run the risk somebody could have died. I mean,
yeah. But that's pretty decent.
If anybody wants to let their Twitch run overnight, the Snap Game has another one of the, if you watch 6 hours or whatever it is, streamers, you get 2 of the X-Men 97 cards and some boosters.
Oh, they get boosters now?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the little chips. Yeah, okay, yeah. Never mind. It's been a while since I played it. Ah, I don't even know the terminology anymore.
So, I don't want to stay on Snap for too long, but did you get the season pass, D?
Yeah. I've been getting the pass. I'm not doing the extra levels or anything, but
yeah.
Just because I can do that, I'm not spending money on any other part of it right now because I haven't seen enough stuff that makes me want to spend the money. But
right. What do you think?
That's usually good enough.
Yeah, what do you think of Blink?
I have not used her yet. I've seen one of the people I was watching when I was getting the drops doing some cool stuff. It's nice. I mean, is she 5 cost?
Yes.
It's one of those things where if you've got one or two of the big cards you need left in your deck and play that to get it, then cool.
Yeah.
Like I saw them popping it into Hela when they were using it. So it works there, but I haven't played enough to see if it's going to work consistently.
Yeah.
It seems very fun when it works type of deck.
Yeah. I put her in a like Shuri Red Skull kind of deck.
Okay.
And she's okay. Like, she's fun. Fun when she works. I wouldn't say, like, I haven't tried anything like, you know, I know some people are trying destroy and you know, they're trying discard stuff like that. Like, I haven't tried her in anything like that. But, you know, she was a fun piece to add to my Shuri deck. Nothing that I would say is like, oh my god, what would I do if I didn't have her? But she's okay.
Yeah. Like, I spent a lot of cards lately. Like,
yeah,
they're good in some decks, and they're fun when they work, but
right,
don't rely on it.
A lot of situational power scaling.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just amazed at some of the cards. Like, I'll log in to do something, and the card doesn't even kind of do what it used to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just weird sometimes.
I mean, you know, when Ray last played, America Chavez was probably a 6/9.
Yeah, I actually, one of the last updates I've seen before I stopped playing was when they basically ruined her.
Oh, the first time that they ruined her.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, they
ruined her. Became a 2/3 and
yeah,
lowered the cost of the next card you drew or something.
Yeah, they made her a 1/2.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
She do the same thing?
+2 power to the next card you draw.
Oh, it isn't even lower the cost.
It's garbage. It is super it's hot.
Forge. Doesn't Forge do that?
No, Forge does it to the next card you play.
Oh.
It's basically the top card of your deck gets it.
Yeah, yeah. Just fucking garbage. And I had, like, finally, the month before they ruined her, I had finally gotten the baby Chavez variant. Because I hadn't really split her that many times before then, because I was waiting to get a variant I wanted to use. Because I used Chavez in discard, where more often than other places that used her, you actually played her. So I got the baby Chavez variant, and I split her like 10 or 12 times that month. It's basically the only card I worked on all month. And then literally I got a crackle that I was happy with, and 2 days later they fucking made her a 2/3 piece of garbage.
Her original form was like integral to playing the game Snap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say she was an auto add because I think that's what they think. But most of the time, if you're playing a combo deck where you're relying on 2 or 3 cards to come up in a certain order so that you can pull off your magic, she's important to be there.
Yeah.
She made that happen. Now,
yeah.
You know, fuck your Hela deck.
No. Hela and Destroy are top two decks right now. Because Null remembers the power of everything that you've destroyed, and Hela remembers every card that you've discarded. And there's no other reason to, like, unless you're playing, like,
a ramp deck or a living tribunal. I mean, you're just going to have a bad time right now. Everybody keeps saying the meta is so wide open. It's so great. No, it's not. No, it's not. The meta
is
Centaurum, like the hot location.
No, the hot location right now is Quantum Tunnel.
Oh, well, I got both of them last game, and I got Sanctum Sanctorum again this game. So,
yep.
I think they're just trying to shove move down your throat this section, and that's why.
Yeah, Nocturne is just not good. Not good. I put together a surfer deck using Nocturne. I was like, man, this would be great. Like, give me, you know, I can keep magic in the deck so I can get turn 7, but I can also use Nocturne and then, like, have a way to shut down problematic locations. Cool. Well, I tried to play that deck for, I don't know, all of yesterday. Nocturne gave me Bar with No Name no less than 3 times. She gave me Collapsed Mine twice. Subterranean.
Please Collapse Mine as the third location.
And then the super awesome thing, I was playing one of those move decks that moves all your shit, not moves their shit. And they on turn 6 moved my Nocturne to shut off my Limbo, and I was not prepared for that. So I was like, okay, I'm just not using this card ever again.
Who is Nocturne? I don't know this name.
It's the new
Nocturne is the daughter of Scarlet Witch and Nightcrawler from some alternate dimension.
Well, that's just needed. Okay.
It's just not. I guess I have the same luck with Nocturne that I have with Scarlet Witch, which is why, like, when Sarah Control was a thing and everybody was using Scarlet Witch, I never fucking used her.
I think the only time I use her is if she pops up as like a created card. Like, I don't run her.
I do.
Yeah, have she was early in the collection, kind of staple. You know, once you got enough cards in your collection, her randomness was less useful than her utility. You can't afford to get one of 6 really bad locations.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like I'm not actually saying that I believe it, but it feels like at times there are people in the game who have better luck just overall than others. And I am one of the people who has the bad luck.
She should turn a location to a specific location. She should turn something to, like, Flooded. You know, maybe not put a timer on it, but it becomes Scarlet Witch's location.
Yeah.
You know, and like, as an effect, she makes the dark hold. Basically, everyone who's non-magical gets a -2 or something.
Yeah. Some. But then, you know, you're not embracing RNG.
which is what a digital card game is supposed to do.
Yeah, the RNG feels a little too limited on certain things compared to what it should. Like, if it's supposed to play any location, it feels like there's five locations that come up 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Is the RNG supposed to level the playing field between the haves and the have-nots? Is that what they're thinking it's doing?
I don't know.
Well, they're trying to blame some of their development shortfalls on, well, it's a random game, what do you want from us type of shit.
Right. If you just blame everything on the RNG, you don't actually have to try very hard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's enough talk about that. I did watch The Accountant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, it wasn't a blockbuster, but it was a neat premise, and I liked I liked the subtle twist at the end that you probably saw coming.
Yes, yes.
Because they wouldn't put that much effort into a repetitive flashbacks on a character you're never going to see again.
Right. Right. It took me a second to realize what twist you were talking about because I didn't register that as a twist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right.
The Jonathan Lithgow twist was duh.
Right.
And as soon as the premise showed up, I didn't need to remember Crazy Eddie's appliance to know, oh, that's a classic marketing scheme.
Right.
So yeah, it wasn't too highbrow, but it's an interesting take on the character.
Yeah. I am not mad at all that I watched it. What movie did I give you to watch?
On the Line.
Oh, On the Line, right. Yeah, yeah.
And we kind of discussed it, but no, I don't know if we discussed it.
No, that's
on
funny.
The air.
No, we did. He just wasn't there because.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was.
You did it on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he and I agreed it was without the second twist, that movie's a stinker.
Yes. But the second twist made me hate the movie.
Yeah, because then it wrapped it up.
Well, not without that.
Without that, what the fuck is his life like? What is he going? What does he wake up to tomorrow without that second twist?
Right,
and that's a Chad Andy.
Right,
with the twist, everything's okay again. Everything's wrapped up. You can bring, everybody's happy.
Yeah, the asshole gets to continue to be an asshole.
Well, but he's an asshole in the type of way that, like, nobody gives a shit. He's being an asshole at midnight.
Like, sure.
He's not. It's better than those people that are actively out there, like, filming videos on the street where they're fucking with people. Like,
no, I agree. I just. I am not a fan of the Howard Stern, Joe Rogan, that douchebag in Cleveland, shock jock kind of thing. It's just not a part of society that I like.
Right.
So I was kind
but
of...
But at the same time, I can ignore it pretty easily, so it's not so bad.
Sure, sure. But I was kind of hoping, like, oh, the shitty douchebag's going to get his comeuppance. I would have been okay with that. It wouldn't have been a great movie, but I would have been okay with it.
Yeah.
That's okay. I recognize, like, I'm not mad that I watched the movie. I just wish it would have stopped 30 seconds sooner.
So both of the movies we watched, the one I had you watch and the one I watched, were both left wanting for various reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were solid. They were, you know, they're popcorn flicks. I mean, it's not highbrow cinema. It's not going to change the world, and that's okay.
We don't need them.
Right.
Sometimes a movie can be a movie. Like right. Unfrosted.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Precisely.
That could be a category of what, where we're talking movies and criticizing. We can just say a movie that is basically not bad, just was entertaining, yeah, was Unfrosted.
Correct. So would we say it's either frosted or unfrosted?
What would Frosted entail? That was a movie that's entertaining beyond necessity, or?
We would call it Unfrosted, solid movie, popcorn flick. Frosted, yeah, would probably be like highbrow cinema. Defrosted would be gutter trash.
Well, what about Frosted and Toasted?
Okay.
That's on fire.
Yes.
Must see.
Yes. That is Don't Look Up. No, I'm just kidding. I would say that Don't Look Up is definitely an Unfrosted.
Yeah. It has a story. It tells the story that it set out to.
Yes.
Was it Oscar worthy or mind blowing? No. Was it funny, entertaining? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of had a worse what was the Mike Judge one where everybody, Idiocracy. It had like a not great Idiocracy vibe to it. Because that's exactly the bullshit that we would do if that situation came about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes a movie gets humanity perfectly. Or at least modern society perfectly. And that would be one of them. Yeah.
Yeah,
the politicians would be, no, turn us around, and buy into the whatever instance is more profitable to them.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll delay the solution. Seeing
that ignore everything else.
Yeah, I mean,
society would worship it like it's a god or completely ignore it.
To an extent, we're already seeing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be a human.
I did watch, like, I feel like I've watched these before. I definitely haven't, but, like, for some reason, like, all the animations and stuff seemed familiar, but I watched both the Secrets of the Neanderthals and the Cave of Bones.
I watched
one, it showed me the other one, and I was like, okay. Yes.
Cave of Bones is awesome. I really thought that was interesting, just that they
and like to see them back to back was crazy, like, because it was like, oh, Neanderthals, they were great, they were this time, and they're like, cool, but what if we just go 100,000 years earlier, and then they did the same thing, and it's like, oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, and Cave of Bones, those people were 75,000 years ahead of their time in burying their dead.
Right.
And basically they prove they were burying them with things, which made them led them to believe that they were considering an afterlife.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would hesitate to say
awesome. I'm like, how is this not like on the news? this is cool.
Because people.
Yeah, science doesn't exist, and
stars
are just lights in the sky reflected on the firmament. No, yeah, we get it.
People just don't give a shit about history before humanity. Before, I guess, modern Homo sapiens.
Before Trump.
No, I'd say, like, you...
They only go as far back as the Roman Empire.
Pretty much. Like, maybe the general public would go back as far as, like, Egypt. But even then, you're really fucking pushing your limit there.
And honestly, Egypt, there isn't a lot of recorded history there, but there is enough written down in, you know, pictograms and relics remaining that there is sort of a recorded history. We have the names and, you know, of people that existed then.
Sure.
Yeah, Neanderthal, it's all in the dirt. Yeah, I was watching it, and Elizabeth came home for a friend's wedding reception or some shit. And she was home Saturday night, and she's like, "What are you watching?" And I'm like, "Oh, this," and I tried to explain it to her, and she's like, "You watch some weird stuff." And I'm like, "It's not weird. It's just, this isn't a story. This is,
yeah."
It kind of makes me think, I guess.
Yeah,
what is it, Curse of Oak Island kind of make you think.
Right. Yeah.
But, which, you know, I believe you said is the reason you watch that, you like the history and the speculation yes. stuff.
Yeah,
you watch Oak Island?
I do.
I mean, I think I'm caught up to the current season. I binged a bunch of it, and it's even more ridiculous how little they actually accomplish.
Yeah.
Would you?
If it wasn't for that show, they couldn't afford to do any of that shit.
I mean, at this point,
for the show.
Even if at one point there was treasure on that island, it's not there anymore.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that one dude stole it. Well, just took it with him, like
yeah,
a robot stealing it. It was just it was there,
right? But there, like this season, the archaeological dig that they had going, and they're finding like all these like Venetian glass beads and all this weird shit, like. That's fascinating to me because just trying to think through the chain of events that had to happen for someone in the late 1700s to end up acquiring Venetian glass beads, which were very valuable even in their day. And they ended up on this fucking random-ass island in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of North America. And here's all their shit that's left. Like, that's what I find interesting.
But, like, I mean, I think the prevailing... I don't know how much they mention it. I'm also involved in the... the same people make Skinwalker Ranch. And I'm in, like, the Reddit groups for it. Because
yes. Aaron watches it.
They have drinking games for those, and they make fun of stuff, and the memes are funny.
Yes.
But one of the main theories is that it was just like a ship repair yard.
Probably.
The stuff that they found. And if you have a ship repair yard there, it's a major shipping lane. If you have a storm, you got to get fixed before you head across the ocean. If you have some problems coming in, it's right. like the first place you would hit coming in. From Europe, so it really doesn't make it weird that all that stuff is there. it might have been a, you know, semi-major hub at the time of people stopping in, getting shit repaired, doing whatever. But it is sometimes fun just to see them build a fake wall and then drain a whole section of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me too much of the announcer from The Amazing Race. Karen watched that show, and it always annoyed me. Like the last team to report in may be eliminated. And it's like,
oh yeah,
we'll dig this hole 1,000 miles deep, and there may be something underneath here. I'm like, I don't really have the hour to waste on your hyped up fake speculation.
Oh, I love the announcer for Oak Island. I think he is hysterical.
I think somebody did an edit where they cut out the recaps and the precaps, and they're like 8-minute episodes.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
Which is why I could not watch them with commercials. Like,
oh no!
Every time they come back, they repeat everything they said.
At least if you're repeating it, it's like, oh, maybe I missed it because I was doing something else at the same time, but.
Right.
If I was sitting down and watching commercials, it would be horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I like when I'm done with Oak Island is probably when they do some massive thing in the swamp. I mean, I believe that the swamp is like a man-made thing. And I think the theory that it was probably like, you know, done as some sort of, not dry dock, but, you know, a place where they could almost dry dock a ship kind of thing. I think that's probably the most logical reason why it was.
Oh, no, it totally seems like a dry dock.
Yeah.
Which is why the stuff they're finding there is all shipbuilding materials and things like that.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But like when they finally figure out that, you know, the swamp was a dry dock and they get like confirmed evidence or whatever, I'll probably be done. I don't care. There's not much else on the show that I'm like, oh God, I have to find this out.
Oh, well, you're not going to find it out anyway, so that's all good.
Right.
But sometimes the blacksmith talks about cool stuff.
He does.
Like they've got good people that they bring in amongst the idiots that they bring in.
Right.
And then you've got a few people that just wrote a stupid email and they're like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you in because you wrote us a funny email.
Yeah. Let me tell you my crazy theory about how the Illuminati and the Templars and the Masons and all these
got people together with a guy who started Jack in a Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Or, well, no, it's not. What is it? The Knights Templar.
That's with them, it's always some way to get back to the Templars.
I did like that they just took the trip over there the one time just to bang around the castles where the Templars were.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. This season, they did very similar thing. That was cool. I'm okay with that. You're not wasting my money to prance around and be stupid.
Right. Yeah, but Prometheus is the company that makes those. They also do the Skinwalker Ranch, and they also do one or two other ones that I don't follow. But
was that the name of the ship or the company in Aliens?
What?
Prometheus. Yeah. That was the name of the ship in the one movie, right?
Yes.
I believe
so. Okay. It wasn't the name of the company that sent the ship. Okay. That'd be funny.
Which one are you talking about? Like the Prometheus?
The movie Prometheus. It isn't that's not the name of the company. That's the name of their ship that they went to that planet.
Was it the ship or was it the name of the person? I don't remember.
I thought it was the ship.
I think it's the ship.
Okay.
Wasn't the company like Volker Strucklund?
It's Waitani, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because then I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was the guy that was seeding the stuff at the start of this movie.
It could have been. I mean, they didn't really give him.
Game of Fire was the parallel I thought they were drawing, but maybe that was also what they used for the ship for that reason.
Yes.
But yeah, Skinwalker Ranch is fun too, because like there is weird stuff that happens there, but they make it seem so much worse.
Yeah.
Like, if they would just run the experiments and do a few things, cool, but
right.
Even before that, like the book that they have written, there's one or two of them that they wrote about Skinwalker Ranch from previous regime when they were still doing the government experiments. And the family that owned it right before that is kind of like, because the cattle mutilations and the things like that, like the weird creatures out, they can't really track down. Or they'll shoot them multiple times in the dark and they'll still be fine, run away. There's no blood.
Well, if I shot you with a blank, it'd probably be no blood too.
Well, we're talking two owners ago in the 90s when they were running it as a full-time cattle ranch.
Mm.
They thought there was like oversized wolves that would be there and they would shoot them. They shot like several rounds of a 357 into it from close-ish range and it just ran off like nothing happened.
Cool. I like that.
Oh, no. But, yeah, it's one of those things where people that like the UFOs like to talk about that.
Yeah.
People, they all like to loop in.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
the whole area is weird over there. It's not like they just made up something for this ranch. It's
right.
Whole area is weird.
I thoroughly enjoy, you know, some weird conspiracy theory stuff, not because I believe it, but, you know, because it's fun to think about.
Oh, yeah. Like, I like certain conspiracies, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to talk about what other people think about the lizard people, cool. If you actively believe in it, I'm not going to listen. But if you're just covering it as a subject, then yes, I'm very interested in hearing about your lizard people theory.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why I love,
don't believe it.
Right. That's why I love the Y-File. Like, every episode, the first half of the episode, he tells it as if it's the gospel truth. And then he tries to debunk it.
What is it?
And if he, the Y-Files on YouTube?
Oh, okay. I've not heard of it.
He's huge. Yeah, you should check that.
Yeah, the Wife Piles is a good time. Before, their episodes were coming out on Thursday nights. Now that they've kind of, he took a break, and now they're coming out on Friday nights. 3 episodes a month will be like half hour, 45 minutes. And then the plan is 1 a month is going to be like this super big deep dive into something. And, you know, I won't lie, he probably believes in some of the things a little more than what I would, but that's whatever. He still tells a good story. He's got a good shtick. He's got a hilarious animated sidekick. It is a good time for all the right reasons, as long as you don't, you know, start believing that the planet Nibiru is really going to come crashing back and the Anunnaki are going to kill us all.
Wait, they're not?
It's like they know me. The first 4 on there is the Dark Pyramid under Alaska, the Tall Whites, the Anunnaki.
Yes. Yeah.
That is all right up my alley.
The Black Pyramid in Alaska was last week's episode. The Tall Whites were a week before that. The Anunnaki was the new premiere. Like, so he started this channel and it was, the production has definitely gotten better, obviously. But it's always been fun. He's always kind of, you know, had this shtick, you know, just trying to tell a story and, you know, some of it is more believable than other parts, but 10 out of 10, I watch it every week.
Is watching it, like, are the visuals necessary the whole time, or is it more like a podcast with visuals?
Okay. It's, I mean, unless you, like, sometimes he does have some video for, like, graphs or charts.
Okay.
Yeah, but most of it, I would say greater than 90% of it, you're going to be just fine. Okay. And the graph, if there is a graph or a chart, he's going to talk about it anyways. You just won't have the bonus of the visual.
Well, I can always look up. I'm just making sure. Yeah. Most times, yeah. I just want to listen and my phone's closed.
And if, yeah, if you become a member of the Patreon, there are bonus episodes and shit like that. I have actually contemplated joining his Patreon.
Yeah, there's some of them, like, I'll join for a month or two and catch up, and then the year after I'll join again for a month with some people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. The Wi-Fi is definitely a good time. I've actually gotten a couple people at work to enjoy it as well. The catchphrase that you'll hear most often attributed with the show is "Lizard people," because that's kind of how Hecklefish sounds. It's a good time.
Oh, is that the sidekick? I see the merch plug for the Hecklefish.
Yes, Hecklefish is his talking goldfish that is in a long-term relationship or married to a camel named Gertie.
That checks out.
Yeah. Like, it's, there's enough absurd comedy to make up for, you know, some of the lackluster moments. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I'm good with that. That really might be everything that I have seen. I thought there was something I was going to mention tonight, but I can't remember right now.
There was one other thing that I watched that I talked about.
Oh. If you think of your thing. If not, mine's unrelated to, or, you know, TV.
I watched The Imitation Game.
You have never seen it before?
I had never seen it before.
That's a really great movie.
It's a fucking outstanding movie.
How old is it? I don't think I've seen it.
It's like 7 years old now?
Yeah, 2018 maybe.
Okay. 2014. 10 years
old. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, 7 years if you don't count COVID.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was kind of one of the first big movies that Cumberbatch did after Sherlock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he is underrated.
It is. And watching it makes you feel shameful to be a human. Just the way we treat certain people, and people that are capable of such gifts to humanity. But the thing that annoys me about that movie, and I don't know if it was just for dramatic drama or whatever, he doesn't clue anyone in on his thinking and what he's doing. He just lets them all fuck off while he's building his, you know, computer. I don't know if that's really how it was done. Movie wise or historically wise, but it's frustrating. All movies do it. You know, the misunderstood genius. No one can assist him, kind of thing.
I mean, Turing really was just kind of next level.
Well, really was kind of autistic.
Yes.
And very incapable, probably, of explaining his thought process, which is tantamount to him being able to create what he did.
Right.
He was just thinking in a different way. But, yeah.
Yeah, was it really that overdone or that, you know, big of a difference between them? I don't know.
He was knighted after he died, right?
I don't know.
I think that's what the clip said at the end.
He definitely would have been before he died.
Well, no.
He received a royal pardon. I don't know if he was knighted.
Well, is he Sir Alec?
Who'd we lose?
Nobody?
Okay. Me.
Oh, I guess he isn't knighted now. I thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really cool story. And it had a good, it was a neat spy movie. And to see that side, I mean, he basically won World War II. He basically helped defeat the Germans. It was paramount that happened. It would have gone on for, they say, 5 more years had it not.
Easily.
And not necessarily our victory. The story of all he having to hide so much of himself and the ways he went about it was an interesting element to the story. It's kind of sad. And again, something ultimately it has nothing to do with what he was asked to do or his ability to do it.
Right. You know, because friends really give a shit about what other people do behind.
No. God cares.
Yeah.
God cares about a lot of things people gloss over too. So.
Right.
They're still
mostly what we do in the basement or in our bedroom. He really cares about that.
Clearly.
Well, only if he's doing something that the person talking is not doing.
Very true.
Because other than that, God will forgive him. Well, you know, that kind of rolls into the next thing. I saw an article where they did an investigation and they finally figured out the whole purpose of the, you know, the He Gets Us ads they've been running everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they bought a fuck ton on Reddit. They ran a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
It's not a, like, get people to go to church type of thing. It is literally, you go to the website and they're like, oh, are you having a hard time? And then they get your information and then they sell it to local churches so that they can pray on the vulnerable. So it's just a data harvest that they're giving your data to, you know, local shitty people instead of international shitty people. But
that's not terribly surprising.
But they're doing good work. They're not shitty people.
Well, part of it
was, just want your shitty money.
Yeah. Part of the issue was they're not, like, the people that are buying the info and doing all the shit, they're not trained people. Like, somebody was talking to the pastor's wife, and then she gave a speech and gave basically all the personal information they needed to find that person. in the speech that they posted to YouTube.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, yeah, it took me 5 minutes to find this person. And so, like, the author contacted that person and let them know, and they got the video taken down. But, like, you're not talking to anybody who has any obligation to not share all your personal shit in front of their congregation.
Right.
So, it is as shitty as expected. But yeah, because I figured there had to be something going on behind there, but I couldn't figure out what right away.
Yeah.
You're doing the Lord's work, Dylan. Or
somebody has to. The Nobody Lord. Seems to be doing it at the churches.
Yeah.
Amen. The digital you is more valuable than the real you, so just keep that in mind.
Well, the real me is not worth much either. Monetarily.
Your digital profile? Probably 6 figures minimum.
Yeah, because I mean there's, it's not like there's one place that wants it. There's hundreds of places, thousands.
Correct. And I think as things progress over the next handful of years, we're going to really start to see just how much advertisers want data scrapes.
Like, they're already starting to get mad that the stuff they're scraping is not as good as it used to be.
Correct.
You've got so many companies that are just scraping off tiny bits and trying to sell it like it's valuable, and it's not anymore.
No.
But the going back to the conspiracies and tying all to this, like,
tied it all together.
The conspiracy that the world, you know, was supposed to end in 2012, but yeah. Like, maybe it wasn't supposed to end. It was just after 2012 when it didn't end, everything went to shit because it's been a rapid decline since 2012.
True.
And I'm pretty sure once everybody gets AI, it's just going to be worse because everybody's acting like AI is the greatest thing right now until it affects them directly. And then
Right. Suddenly
it's, why won't we control this?
Yeah. Maybe we just live in the timeline where 2012 was prevented.
Well, I just think in 2012 there was a split, and then we're in the worst timeline.
Probably.
That tracks.
But yeah, you know, being positive.
Yeah. Captain Positivity, Dylan Young.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't watch anything worthwhile.
Why?
I just didn't.
Okay.
I wish I had a better explanation than that. I don't.
I appreciate your frank honesty.
Mostly because I've been, I've spent most of my time, in a replay of Fallout 4.
Okay.
They released, did somebody drop out?
No.
No, the boy.
Okay. No, they released a next gen update for free, and you could copy a save over, and if you did that, then it would, I don't know, it would do stuff with your trophies. But if you don't, then it left an opportunity to earn them all again. And I enjoyed that journey the first time.
Okay.
Where are you playing that at?
I'm playing it on PS5.
Okay. because I went to go look at PS5 and like a bunch of the games, a bunch of the versions are not available on PlayStation. I never played them, so I didn't know what was.
There's a lot of mods too. That's
and then
what you see.
And then my mother has been torturing me, as you gentlemen are acutely aware now. So that's been.
I'm pretty sure she's banned.
That's
I hit the ban button and then the accept button.
That has been that's been a thing. So I again I'm sorry.
Once again, you don't control it, so it's fine.
True, but it is. It doesn't make it any less embarrassing for me.
Oh well, I'm used because to.
It's embarrassing, and it is wildly unprofessional, and I could not get her to fucking realize that.
Well, because when you've got all the mental health issues, that's normal behavior.
So there was that, and then a good thing came out of that. Out of all the all the trauma. Yeah. I was coming home from a doctor's appointment yesterday. I was driving and I was like, man, I'm glad I'm an only child. Because nobody else has to endure that. And like later on, Nicole countered, you know, but it would be nice to split that up amongst multiple people, which
sure keeps me safe
is a valid point as well, but
also she could turn on the other one and then there's two people texting you.
Yeah. So that was my thought. And then from that thought, blossomed multiple plot points, that continue to flesh out Theo Book 3. Wherein I'm going to be rewriting his history, right? Because you do that in a series at some point, like everything you think you know is wrong.
Okay.
Right, that's a thing. It's a trope for a reason.
It is a trope.
And I'm not above those. and then, as the evening went on, that creativity from trauma allowed me to go back and finish the one thing. You guys already know this. This is more for anybody who actually listens. Go back and finish the one thing that I have struggled with for 2.5 years, the ending to the second book. I have made no secret that I have struggled with the ending, and I've gone back and I've added stuff and taken stuff away and added more stuff. And I finally sat down and I had, I don't know, 3 chapters worth of material planned. I cut it all. It's going to go in the next book because it makes more sense to be in the beginning of the next book. And one of my epilogues was it needed to be deeply rewritten, because by cutting all of the material and moving it to the next book, all of the references to a very specific event needed to be changed because that event didn't happen. But the rest of the material works, and it helps set things up. And so instead of adding 5,000 to 8,000 words to get the ending how I wanted it or how I'd envisioned it, I ended up cutting about 900, and I am really satisfied with it.
Well, luckily you had multiple epilogues to, you know, fall back on.
Yes. And Ray, I really need to get with you to get the cover for the first one done because I keep going back and making edits to the first book.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep doing that until I have a copy I can get in print.
Okay. Well, I was working on it.
Because, like, Dylan, I changed, like, you've read it. The everything that goes down at the warehouse.
Okay.
In the end, I rewrote most of that scene from the time they enter the building till the time they leave.
Like, is the...
I added a
the bunch process of, is the same, but it's just written differently, or
I added a bunch more context. I changed out a joke that I left it in there, and I had no idea what it was a reference to. He was like, "Okay, OnlyFans," and I don't know what I was thinking about when I put that in there, and so I had to take that out because I was finally just like, "I don't know what the fuck I was talking about, thinking about, or intended this to be a reference to, or even
guess what you were thinking about." But
not for the rest of the book. But so So I added a bunch of I added a little more context in there to make it. Make a bit more sense.
Okay.
It was one of the it was intended to be a powerful third act showdown, and it just felt like it was lacking something. I mean, most third act showdowns don't involve an army of the Count from Sesame Street, but that's really neither here nor there.
Well, most are not your book.
That's true. Most are not.
Yeah, I mean, whatever was there before didn't seem out of place. So, I mean, if you just added to it, you're fine.
Just adding to and cleaning up.
Yeah. How much has the second book changed?
The second book has changed a fair bit.
Okay. Because I hadn't started it, so I'll just get the updated copy when you're closer.
Because I had sent you a copy, and then I was like, wait, I'm changing the ending. And I think that was four endings ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I and then there was some material in the middle that I had to change up because it again didn't make sense when I went back through on an edit. It's like, what the fuck was I, what was I doing? Why did I do this? But it's done, and I'm happy about it. So,
okay,
that's what matters. So, I don't know if I mentioned I am coaching a soccer team.
You have not.
Okay.
You did.
I may have mentioned it briefly, but not like in actual conversation like this. I don't know. Yeah, we lost 8-1.
Wow.
I mean, we only lost 1-0 the first time, so that wasn't so bad. This one, I'm pretty sure this was one of those like, oh no, all these people have to carpool to practice together. Because, like,
yeah,
you're supposed to have it split up, but you can get some exceptions, and it looks like this whole team got exceptions because there was some kid that was just, like, 5'10 as a 9-year-old, just 180 pounds kicking in goals.
Wow.
And, I mean, he was good. I don't think he'll, you know, continue to be good because I don't think he's going to be fast enough when he has to play against people his own size. But
right,
yeah, the rest of the team just tripped everybody with the ball, and then that kid scored. So it was kind of. I had to stop myself from telling him to sweep the leg several times.
Ooh!
Wow.
In true Dylan fashion.
I mean, I feel like the other coach should have probably told the one kid, like, hey, if you can't get the ball, stop just kicking everybody's legs out from underneath of them.
Right.
But he didn't. So there were multiple subs for crying.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Literally, its practice is 30 minutes before the game, and then they play a game. There's no midweek practice. There's no other practice, anything.
Oh, really?
Get it over in one day? That's
nice. Well, it was the whole reason I signed up, because I can show up. I'm there for 2 hours. We get practice in. We get a game in. And we call it a day.
Wow.
This is solid.
It's 6 weeks. Yeah. I didn't realize it's 7 to 9 year olds. I thought it was like 9 and 10 year olds because it was the under 10, whatever. And
oh, that's the league the boys in.
Yeah. Because like there's a large disparity in sizes between kids.
Yeah. Because third graders can get real fucking big.
Yeah. I mean, my kid could be a third grader because he's a fourth grader, but he has a November birthday. He's still 9. Right. So
yeah, those November birthdays.
Like, we only got him into school because we took him to private kindergarten at the daycare, and so they had to accept it. So otherwise he would be a year back, but he would be bored as fuck if he was a year back. Yeah, so we got game 3 on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. And then
you said
soccer team is playing their rivalry game against Cincinnati. So talking shit to them will be fun too.
Chad, you sent a link about this week. Has it made its goal that you predicted?
Yes.
Yes, it has. I wonder why.
I don't know, man.
Wonder what made that happen.
It is easily strip of the year.
Wow.
I didn't know it was that big. Well, I guess I don't know what else has come out this year because I've seen some big ones, but I thought that was around to last year, maybe. Hmm.
This is definitely a strip of 2024.
Okay. That's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have the score to beat.
Don't get me wrong. I like the strip. I did not expect this strip to do this well.
Just shows how much we know about it, right?
Right.
We know our audience is out there.
And it's not like the rest of them are like heavily storyline dependent on knowing all the other strips or anything.
Right.
It's like 50-50 whether or not it's a reoccurring gag or if it's a brand new one-off. So.
Yeah, I have not done a, like a multi-strip.
Yeah.
Themed run in a while. So.
And usually it's been like 2. It hasn't been like 5 or 6. Like that's been.
Yeah.
Since like.
I think the last one I did was when the spaceman was lost in the.
Yes.
In the dungeon.
Oh, yeah. Because you had to draw the ship.
Yes. Which never appeared in the comic. It was always just the deck.
Oh. Of course, it didn't.
Oh, it wasn't really
18 layers, and then you didn't even use it.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with the way it ended up. And so, rather than commit to something, I wasn't sure it was going to be finalized. I'll just be from this angle. I was actually thinking of a story that would be a multi Geez, the fucking dog is upstairs, like, trying to hammer through the floor. The idea for this week, I might lead into a multi-thing, so maybe you have to rethink that.
Why? Well, I think you've earned one. You can run the floor and see what happens.
Do what makes you happy.
Oh, yeah. I usually do, but, you know.
And if you've got a good, if you've got an idea that takes multiple strips, then fucking do it.
Well, I got an idea for a David stuck in a sea of Tobies.
Okay.
And he has a bad day. Like, nobody, just another adventurer.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, Daryl has a whole, like, bleachers full of Tobies. He's like, we brought you all here because we're going to, you know, we're ambitiously unveiling several new dungeons all at once, and we need to test them thoroughly. You'll each be assigned a random adventurer's profession, broken up into teams of 4 and 5, and sent through the dungeons. Many of you will die. But as we've come to realize, that's really not avoidable or necessarily upsetting. And so, like good Tobies, get out there and show us what you're made of. And one guy's like, excuse me, you keep calling us Toby. My name is Dan. And Daryl's like, well, Dan, you're going to have a bad week.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
So that's. And I thought it could turn into multiples.
Did you, have this idea before?
Huh?
Did you have this idea before? I feel like I've heard you describe this exact idea.
I don't think so. I've been drawn this. I might have had this idea before, but
then I think you should go with it, because I feel like it, sometimes I have these weird dreams where I get absolutely useless information that happens later on, and I feel like this is one of those things.
Oh, okay.
It's never been for any use other that, like, it's already happened, and I went, oh, hey, that happened. So, you know, but I feel like that means you should go with this idea.
Cool.
Because I could see several weeks of just
it, like, has the DY beaches in Normandy
of just everybody around him just getting murdered viciously while he's, like, trying to cower in a corner.
Yeah, there's that scene in the one Pirates of the Caribbean where the guy's, like, walking calmly through the ship and everything's exploding around him.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I see. Except the things exploding are people.
Yep. And I feel like you might enjoy drawing some exploding Tobies.
Yes. And diced Tobies and crushed Tobies. And yeah. I just like the idea that he said, well, each of you will be randomly assigned a adventurer's profession. Oh, shit. I got wizard. Damn it. I was really hoping for armor this time. You know, kind of thing. Broken up into groups of 4 or 5 and sent in completely blind.
I also like the idea of, like, Gop and everybody else being like, where do you want the dice, Tobies? I'll put them over in this corner. Doing the dungeon cleanup afterwards.
The dice, Tobies?
You said there's diced Tobies and there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, oh, we got to mash all these Toby heads with the bodies or they're not going to get put back together.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I mean, that's if you're going into like 4 or 5 strips.
We're going to
strip ideas, but so if it gets like you enjoy drawing it and you get into a couple more, like I feel like the cleanup afterwards and the putting the Tobies back together could be a fun strip.
How's the playtesting going? Oh, pretty well. The Tobies are are starting to see we're starting to see a little bit of fraying. The meat grinder trap in the one dungeon seems to be separating them into bits too small to really accurately assemble correctly, and we're getting some different leg lengths throughout. We haven't been as accurate. The replicator resurrection charm hasn't been as accurate as we had hoped. And just show, well, maybe one guy with his head on backwards.
Yeah,
I can see that. That's hilarious.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Listeners, you were here for a live strip counseling, so.
You're welcome.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I think it's about D&D time, though.
Yeah, we're diving into, what is it, round two?
Round two.
Yeah, we got lots happening, too. So.
That's right. Well, that's mm-hmm. don't tell you, that's this week's episode, so don't...
Last week is what's going up this week?
Yes. Because we were out.
It ends on a real cliffhanger, folks.
I need to, I wanted to talk to you guys about that. I had an idea.
Okay.
To get us some bank content. All right, cool. Cutting audio. We'll be back next week, everybody.
Later.